Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for a time like this. Thank you for a time like this. Oh, we share from your word.
As we listen to your word,
we receive your words with clarity. We find clarity in your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak as we ought to speak, and we receive as we ought to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, our eyes are flooded with light from the reality that is found in your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. 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 Oh my God. Hey! I'm blessed.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Are you with your Bibles? No, well, I'm not sharing Believer's Convention. Are you with your Bibles? Let's look at something. I want to talk about the believer's walk of love. Hallelujah. The believer's walk of love. Walk as in W-A-L-K. Hallelujah. Or you can tighten it, the walk of love, or walking in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. Glory to God. I'm full of the Holy Spirit right now. Glory to God. Woo! Glory.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Yeah, before it skips my mind, I said it to some people. I said, this month, we're supposed to be having prayer meetings, right? We're supposed to pray this month. Before GPLC, yeah. We're also going to be having, we're going to be fasting together. You're going to join me to fast. It was time for GPLC, maybe a week or two to GPLC. Hallelujah. And believers, yes. But our eight days that I'm fasting. Hallelujah. I've already started in the week. Hallelujah. There's something I want us to do, all of us. We're going to be praying for the GPLC, and get ourselves prepared for GPLC. I'm looking out for a day, but I'll discuss it with my zone of us. Hallelujah. We'll discuss. We'll come out with a time, but I want us to go on 12 to 15 hours. But it will not be at night, don't worry. It's a day. But we start from 6 a.m. Finish around 9 p.m. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exercise. Pray more. Hallelujah. We just pray more. Just pray more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Getting prepared for meetings like that. Hallelujah. And it's not going to be for some people. It's for everybody. It's for what? Everybody. Don't say, actually, is that day is for prayer. I know when we're praying for meetings, you know that we're going to fast. So you know that. Hallelujah. No, I want to go and eat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
I received that instruction. Do not stop what has worked. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Where you started from, we're going to pick it up. Hallelujah. The believer's walk of love. Hallelujah. Are you with your Bibles?
Yes.
Okay, let's start. There's something I want to show us. Philemon. I don't have Bible for Philemon. Philemon. Are you Philemon? Philemon is before, after Titus, before Hebrews. Hallelujah. Okay. Philemon is by the side of Dorcas. Yes. Don't go looking in your Bible for Dorcas, though. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Woo, glory. Philemon. I want to start from verse 1. It says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy are there, brother. Hallelujah, are you with me? Say to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer, to the beloved Appia, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. Verse 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, there was a difference there. He didn't say the church is the house. Hallelujah. The church that holds in your house. Hallelujah. Okay. Or the church. He's now referring to the church as a
gathering of believers. Hallelujah. And verse 3. He said, grace to you and peace of God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayer. He said, hearing of your love, which you have towards the Lord Jesus and towards all the saints. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, that the sharing of your faith might become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello, what? I love this very much. He said that the communication, sharing, participation, hallelujah, of your faith. The word is the word koinonia. Hallelujah. Of your faith might become effectual. Or effective, rather. Effective is from the Greek word to energize. I mean, it's from the Greek word energies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, by the acknowledgement. Now, he said something that's so important. He said, by the acknowledgement. Acknowledgement would mean epignosis, full and exact knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I didn't even know why I started this week. But well, no problem. We'll move ahead like that. Hallelujah. Okay. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he said, by the acknowledgement. Your full meaning, he said, the sharing of your faith. He said, first of all, Paul said he heard of his love. Hallelujah, his love. Then he said that the sharing of your faith. Now, the sharing of the saints will not be the communication of his love. How he communicates this love. But that's what we're going to talk about. He said, by the acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. Glory, hallelujah. By the he said that communication should be much more effective, hallelujah, than in the study of the book of Philemon. Philemon, hallelujah, you discover that, okay, Paul introduced someone else. He wants him to show that kind of love to a person of one of his workers who is only us. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. This guy is nice somehow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now he said he wants to also communicate this love to Onesimus too. Hallelujah. Onesimus. I'm not forgetting again. Onesimus. Okay. Not the way we used to come to school, doesn't that yet? Onesimus. I'm not forgetting. And that's the name of the person I'm not pleased with this. That's the name of the person I'm not pleased with this. That's the name of the person I'm not pleased with this. What is pronoun? Okay. Pronoun. Okay. That's no. You don't even know sometimes we sang it like song. Hallelujah. The same way, after many years of leaving primary school, it was last week I left some things in my school anthem. Hey! I was like, hey, I heard that you do not knock, you do not fight. So I thought, is it do not knock? Knock! You don't fight. Knock, we do not fight. Ah! I said, hey! Hallelujah. Crown, we just crown. And he said, but it's true. Hallelujah. Okay, let's continue. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, he says it should become much more effective. He said by the acknowledgement. Now, acknowledgement will not just mean hitting your head to give heed to something. He's using the word epignosis, which Paul uses in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 as revelation knowledge. As knowledge in Colossians chapter 1, he referred to it as knowledge. Hallelujah. And it's a kind of knowledge that is full, exact, precise, accurate knowledge. Hallelujah. Meaning, Philemon's communication of love, or Philemon's communication of love would be to the extent of his knowledge. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the effectiveness of a believer would be to the degree of your knowledge on the word of God. Do you get that? I wrote that down. I said, your effectiveness as a believer is to the degree of your knowledge of God's word. It's to the degree. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Remember those days where we thought the blood of Jesus is just this better than the blood of Abel? Not bro Abel. Hallelujah. Is the blood of Jesus is better than the blood of Abel? So we use it to pray. Allah! We now remember the blood, how they post it on, how they put it on signposts. So we now carry blood stickers and put on our doors. This house is protected by the blood of Jesus. So we say, oh Lord, we paste your blood on the doorpost. Ignorance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ignorance. So did you see the way I was? Is no longer, is not present continuous. it is fast gone. Hallelujah. Fast gone. Glory to God. We don't pray that way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like some other folks who use Holy Ghost fire burn there. That is to watch their kind of life. It's to the degree of their knowledge. Hallelujah. Just a few weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks, we shared and we discussed and we saw together from our study on the book of 1 Corinthians that, hey, those who drink blood, those who drink blood, after they are done taking communion, they don't carry the blood. You see, you only shout their shirt. Hallelujah. Don't carry blood and do what? And I'm drink. I'm drinking blood. Some people are done in church drinking blood, they don't carry the bottle. They now put blood inside bottle. Take it off. I'm drinking the blood of Christ. But we saw together from the light of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of our HCC pastors was sharing with me, HCC pastor, all right? That's an HCC pastor. It's tautology. Hallelujah. That one of our HCC pastors was sharing with me that he heard of a church that they use malt and cake. He wants to visit the church. Hallelujah. Malt and cake. Why? Hallelujah. But we saw from the scriptures that when he talks about this, when he talks about the wine, he was referring to his spirit. And when the spirit is in us, he talks about the bread. What is the bread? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I am the bread of life. So the bread of Jesus will be his spirit. And where is it? In us. Hallelujah. He said, I am the bread. He said, he who eats of me will never go hungry again. Okay. If you see no longer hungry, why is he taking bread? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You don't get that? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Rather, Jesus said, you see, we saw it together. We saw it together that what Jesus was referring to, okay, what they had came before Jesus. So it's not an institute. Last supper. I said last supper is a tautology because supper in itself is last. Right? Glory to God. Glory to God. Supper in itself is last. Glory to God. Now people say Jesus is to their last supper, is to their holy communion. Hey, babash. The supper, the feast of the Passover existed before Christ. But like Jesus said, this year do in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. What does that mean? I taught us what is hypodema. Yeah. Which means a lesser truth that points to a greater fact. Hallelujah. Meaning when they were taking it in the Old Testament, it was a pointer to Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just the same way we don't come and say it's Sabbath day worship. Sabbath day worship. Why don't we do it? Because the Sabbath day was a pointer to Christ. Jesus said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of the Sabbath. Glory to God. And in Hebrews chapter 4, he said, we've entered into his rest. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he is born again. Yes. Do you understand that? Do you get that? Hallelujah. So you see, to the degree of your knowledge, that's how you function. Years back, I was somewhere at around 9 p.m. and the cats just ran. Nobody was on the blood of Jesus. I said, hey, is there all these witches that used to run in the night? And I was surprised. Cats actually have what they call night vision. So once that night vision is on, you know, in the night, their eyes changes as if it's night vision. Lions too have the same. Tigers too have the same. Hallelujah. It enables them to see clearly at night. So that's why they can run freely without hitting their head or anything. Are you saying it? Witches are wizards. Your knowledge. Glory to God. Did you get that? Your knowledge. Hallelujah. I said the Holy Ghost fire that. And they can't sleep die. And nobody changed their mindset. Oh, hallelujah.
To the degree of your knowledge. One day we wanted to kill a cat. And one said, if you kill the cat, cats have 9 lives. The cat will not die. Knowledge.
Hallelujah. So you see how effectively you can function dependent on your knowledge. And it becomes important.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. In our study today, it becomes important. Very important. Remember, Pastor, Wisdom, while taking us on honor and glory ministry, if you were around or if you listen to the message, he said, you don't expect something from someone who has not been taught. Because he's going to give you in the wrong way. The way he knows. Right? The way he knows. And we learned about honor. How to honor meetings. From that day, I discovered that some people began to come early for meetings. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. How to honor things. How to honor people. How to honor pastors. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Very important. So, since you learned it, you began to do it. Right? Right? Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. How to honor the one. Okay.
Glory to God.
Now, that becomes very important in our study. Let's look at something. Let's look at 2 Timothy quickly.
2 Timothy. Not the second brother of Timothy, but second writing. Go right into Timothy. 2 Timothy.
Glory to God. Chapter 3, verse 16. Okay. Before we get to chapter 3, let's look at chapter 2. Look at first, let's start from chapter 1, verse 8. It says, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor to me, his prisoner, for share with me in the sufferings of the gospel according to the power of God. Now, he tells him not to be ashamed. He said, Timothy, don't be ashamed. Then in chapter 2, verse 4, he said, do therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things which you heard from me, hallelujah, among many witnesses, say, commit this. Did you see that? To whom? To faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Did you see how it? Now, what are they teaching the world? Hallelujah. What he has learned. Hallelujah. We're going to see part of some of those things shortly. Hallelujah. He said, what you meant? Say, commit it to what? To faithful men who will be able to teach others. How will you commit it? By teaching. What is he teaching? The knowledge of God. Hallelujah. This is like I put out on the internet last week. I said, our spirit is educated about the things. Our spirit is aware about the person of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, we have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge. So that is the composition. The new man is renewed in knowledge. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now he says here, he said, and not will be renewal of this. Hallelujah. And okay, let's go ahead. Let me not go there. Glory to God. Now he said, chapter 2, verse 2. He said, the things you've heard from me among many witnesses. He said, that same things. He said, you commit. Now the word to commit is to put forth without adding, without trying to put in your own revelation. Hallelujah. Revelation with your own apocalypse. Hallelujah. Just commit it as I've given to you. Keep giving to others. How would you give it to them? By teaching. Not in chapter 3, so you understand where he's going. In chapter 3, he now told him verses 15. He said, and from childhood, hallelujah, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. True faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Salvation, true faith. Hallelujah. He said, you've known the Holy Scriptures. I've said this times without number. Holy Scriptures refers to what? Grammar. Grammar means the content of the writings. Hallelujah. The content of the writings. He said, which are able to make you wise for salvation. Hallelujah. Then, the next one said, all Scriptures. Now, all Scriptures will not refer to every writings, because the word all Scripture refers to what? of graphe will not mean all writings, it will mean the writings that contain salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I said, all scriptures is given by the inspiration. The word inspiration is the word, is a compound word that means, that means by the inspiration of God. Just leave it like that. By the breath of God, meaning God inspired them to write. Meaning the inspiration, listen, from all writings, the ones you cannot know the writings that are inspired by God to be the ones that have contained salvation. I mean, that has salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Those are the writings inspired by God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, other writings, are they inspired? They are not inspired by God for spiritual growth. They might be words from God to them for their personal things. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Hallelujah. But the ones that is for the church for growth is, you say, the one that is the heart that will find salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, he said, it's profitable for doctrine. The word doctrine is the word teaching. Hallelujah. Didaskalia. Hallelujah. The word doctrine is the word teaching. Glory to God. Now, he said, these scriptures, the writings that have salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, is what? It's profitable. For what? For doctrine. Doctrine will not mean the way my church used to do it. Girls don't wear trousers. Boys don't wear skirts. That is not doctrine. That is human sentiment in the body of Christ. People having, bringing their sense knowledge to the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh, see what I'm talking today? I've just came back from Believer's College. It's going to be this way and more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is what Believer's College makes you get much more bold. Glory to God. Give me a hoot. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, what people have is their church leaders sitting down to give a rule and regulation. It's not doctrine. Doctrine is the word didaskalia, which means what? Teaching. Now, he says, these things are profitable. Now, some people, because they say, it's profitable for teaching, they'll now go to Deuteronomy 28. You shall not put on what you love to a pile of nonsense. Hallelujah. Is it from God? It's not from God. Is it from God? No. Is it from God? No. But it's in the Bible. Is it from God? No. We saw it, right? Moses gave them. He said, because of the hardness of their heart. Moses! Hallelujah. Did they offer sacrifices? But God said, I didn't ask you to. But oh my God. You know, send lamb. They just keep. He said, I didn't ask you for them. I didn't need those blood. He said the blood of bulls and cows and lambs cannot take away sin. So why were they killing? He said, I didn't ask you for it. But it's inside the law too. I said, God, I give. It's not God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, can we come back? Hallelujah. He says, profitable for teaching. How do I know I'm going this route? I hear there's somebody that needs to be addressed. Somebody needs to be addressed. And that's why the Spirit of God is taking me this route. Hallelujah. Because I didn't plan to say all this I'm saying. I just wanted to just talk about walking in love from Philemon and then we'll flow. Hallelujah. But I'm coming this route. Okay. Holy Spirit, have your way. Hallelujah. Now he says, let's go ahead. Calm down. Okay. Okay, it says profitable for doctrine. Doctrine will not be teaching, right? And the end of it is what? Okay, for doctrine, for correction, hallelujah. I mean for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Meaning the end of it will be what? Instruction in righteousness. Let's go to Matthew 28. Immediately, Matthew 28, Jesus said something there concerning teaching. Okay. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. He said, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Go therefore, make disciples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word disciples is the word student. It tells us. Okay, it tells us to make disciples. Students of the world. Hallelujah. Students. Glory to God. Of all nations. Say, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He said, verse 20, say, teaching them. Teaching them. Teaching them. Hallelujah. Didasco. Didasco could mean or would imply instruct them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the instruction will not be a verb, because didasco is a verb. Hallelujah. To instruct. Meaning an activity, hallelujah. Not just I'm
instructing them, don't worry, sir. They will do as I do.
No, hallelujah. He's teaching them, hallelujah. You don't have to speak. That's cool. Hallelujah. Teaching them to observe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To observe would mean to fix your eyes on something in such a way as if that thing, if you remove your eyes, it will go. So your eyes are fixed. Now Jesus said, teaching them. Now, let's go ahead. Observe all things which I have commanded you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning, listen, the disciples are to teach what Jesus had instructed them or what Jesus had asked them to do. Did you get that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are they to teach? What Jesus has asked them to do or to teach. Meaning, from the four Gospels, you could find teachings of Christ to the disciples that will bring about what? Instructions in righteousness. Because the end point of doctrine, of teaching, is to bring about instructions in righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in those teachings of Christ recorded in the four Gospels, you may not necessarily, listen, you may not find it written elaborately. Reason is this. The lifestyle of Jesus, or the life of Jesus, if I'm too fast, just call me back. Okay. Are we together? Okay. You might not find it written or jotted or you might not find it written elaborately. Reason is this. Let me give you a reason. The life of Jesus was given or was handed, listen, the writings of Jesus. Okay, let me, I'm trying to put it away so that somebody will not quote me tomorrow and say, this is not it. Okay. The life, Jesus' early work. Okay, that would be better. Jesus,
you need to just cancel. What's Pastor just saying?
Okay, Jesus' early work was left in the hands of the apostles to write. Do you get that? Was left in the hands to write, or in the hands of the disciples to write about. Now, listen, the way they will write it would be a summary. The way they will write it. Now, they did not, take note, when Matthew was writing, he was not Matthew, tax collector. When Jesus was talking, Matthew was not jotting down. They never had a secretary. Did you get that? In fact, I just heard a few days ago that the writings of the Synoptic Gospel were written even after the Epistles. I'm going to check that out, but it's correct because I've actually described that of John. The writing of John was written last, if I have the last, the book of John, St. John, was written last before the book of Revelation. So he had written his own, but I'll check on that. I know from the source I heard it, he will not say it except it's 100% sure. So, I believe it's so true. Hallelujah. Now, meaning, they were not jotting as Jesus was saying. That means the writings in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, listen before you take me out of context, was not trans. How did they, when somebody is talking and you are writing, what is it? He says it's transcribing, have you? Eh? So, I just wanted to be sure before I say the wrong one, someone will now hold me. Hallelujah. Now. The writings of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John was not transcribing. Like I'm talking of somebody now transcribing. So it's not transcription. neither were they recording what Jesus was saying. So therefore, what they will write will be a summary of what Jesus said. Did you get that? Did you get that? Like, for example, as I'm teaching now, you're not writing everything I'm saying, can you? You cannot. You write now, and that actually goes to the way we write, the way we take the way we jot things down. Some people jot things down like key points. I'm sorry, key points, stop. Bulleted. Hallelujah. You have to write it, but you have to, you will learn how to do that better. If I from the scripture, I'll show you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you get that? I'll show you from the scriptures. Hallelujah. Now, what they will write will not be the summation of their message, of the message, hallelujah, which will be, you know, just at the point that if all the deeds of Christ were just that, even the volumes of the book cannot contain it. Did you get that? Now, meaning what they will write will not be a summary, which is called logos. Logos is the is the summation of the message. You know, John wrote in chapter 1, he said, in the beginning is the message. I had it, in the beginning is the Logos. In the beginning was the Word. Logos. Now, it will not be there. Do you understand it? It's the summary of what he said. Let's go to Acts of Apostles chapter 15. Also to go for the writings of the book of Acts too, because an eyewitness account. Glory to God. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 15. Let's see something there. Acts chapter 15. Okay, come on, look at Acts 15. Look at Acts chapter 2. We'll still go to chapter 15. Put us in chapter 15. But let's go look at Acts chapter 2. Acts 2. And in Acts chapter 2, we're talking about walking in love. Now we're still just doing, we're just doing, what is this part of walking in love? Glory to God. Chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they appeared to them, divided tongues as of fire, and sat on each of them. For, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With other tongues, heteros tongues. Hallelujah. As the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, yeah, some people began to say they were drunk, they were this, they were that. Look at what Peter replied. Oh, not Paul, Peter. Verse 14. Say, but Peter, standing up with 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea, all and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed to my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken of the prophet. And he spoke, he just spoke about what the prophet said, and he told them, repent, verse 38, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, this cannot be the summation of the teaching or the preaching, the keruso that Peter did. I mean, this cannot be everything Peter just said. Did you get that? But this is the summary. What we're giving is a summary. Did you get that? Did you get that? It's a summary of it. This is the summary of the point. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me? Are you with me? This is the summary of the point. Now let's look at chapter 15. Now you understand what I'm saying. Look at chapter 15. Chapter 15. Fast. Chapter 15.
What am I remembering this of? What? It will not pitch its tent on my head. Let's go. Let's remember that one. Holy this. Including this believers of Christians.
Okay, chapter 15, and you with me. And they came, okay, verse 1. And a certain man came down from Judea and taught the brethren. Look at what they taught. Look at what they taught the brethren. Just listen. Unless you are circumcised according to the circumcision or according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Was that all they thought? That should be a summary of what they thought.
Did you hear that? That should be a summary.
Are you with me?
That should be a summary.
Now, let's go ahead. Now, what? And this is Luke's summary of it. Because the circumcision he was talking about is not the circumcision of the flesh. When I mean the flesh, you know what I mean? Of a little baby. He's talking about the circumcision about the law of Moses. You understand me? About the works of the law. Keeping the works of the law, which is, we saw it there, hallelujah, according to the custom of Moses, which is keeping the law, hallelujah. So, the summation, you call it Peter's, I mean, let's call Peter, Luke's Logos. Meaning, the summation of the message is what? They taught them the custom of Moses. I mean, they should continue in the circumcision, which is according to Moses' law. Did you get that? That is now the summation. Let's go ahead. Then, let me just explain. You can read further. Then, they were, listen, the apostles deliberated on it. James said some things and said, okay, they shall abstain from blood. I mean, things that are strangled with blood and from sexual immoralities. When they were done, look at what happened. Look at what happened. Verse 23. And they wrote this letter by them. With everything they said. Listen, everything they said. They now wrote it in the letter. How would they have written it in the letter? Would they have written everything word for word verbatim? No. But they gave out a summation. Hallelujah. Which if you read verses 24, you see a summation of what they deliberated on. Now look at verses 27. After their letter, because now it's simple, you just write the letter and just package it and say, okay, take it. When they read it, they will understand. They will understand all we said. The letter cannot contain all the facts, right? Would the letter contain all the facts? The letter wouldn't contain all the facts. It wouldn't contain everything that needs to be there. Right? Now let's look at what he said. He said, verse 27, and we therefore send Judas and Silas, who will report the same by word of mouth. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Now, what is Peter? Let's speak of Peter. Whenever we open after our apostle, just Peter, I just bring it my head. Judas and Silas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verse 32. And now Judas and Silas themselves, being prophets, also exalted and strengthened the brethren with many words. What did they do? Now, based on that letter, the letter was a summary of the discussion. Silas and Judas were in the meeting. They were sent to the church, sent to the place. Now, where the letter went, listen, the letter went there and they went there too. Now, the letter was a summary of the discussion. What did Judas and Silas do? They elaborated by teaching. Are you hearing me? Now, this is what is important. They expatiated it by teaching. Now, the words of Jesus will not be expatiated or will not be discussed very well, will not be discussed elaborately by the apostles. Where will you find it? In the epistles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And we find some of those things Jesus taught them about. Now, why did Jesus teach them? Jesus Christ, now those things Jesus taught them. Someone will say, Jesus was in the Old Testament. So therefore, what Jesus, I've said that once before. Now, Jesus was in the Old Testament. Everything he said in the four Gospels didn't matter. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, don't say that. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It matters. Because now, listen, Jesus Christ gave them what? Remember, I said teachings is to bring about what? Spiritual growth. Instructions in righteousness, spiritual growth. Fidea. Hallelujah. Training.
Amen.
Growth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to this. It's to bring about growth. To bring about growth. Teachings will bring about growth. Teachings will bring about growth. Let me say it last time. Teachings will bring about growth. Now, listen. Jesus was now pointing the disciples' attention to what he had taught them before then. That means his words before then is for spiritual growth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you get that? Hallelujah. So, as good Bible students, we will now look at those things Jesus Christ said to them. Though it was available and they couldn't really harness it, but they now harness it because Jesus has arisen and lives in them. Hallelujah. It will not be for them for spiritual growth. Did you get that? For spiritual growth. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He told them in, we're now entering our topic where now I guess I'm coming back. Now, he told them in, look at, open your Bibles. Are you to Bibles? Luke. Okay, let me read what I have here. It said, we'll find the words of Jesus in his earthly work as instructions in righteousness. I've said that, but let me just read it as I have it in. As instructions in righteousness for spiritual growth, even though the disciples weren't born again, as at the time he said it. As at the time Jesus said those words, they were not born again. Do you get that? But these words will become words for spiritual growth when they get born again, or now that are, okay, when they got born again, those words will now find it as what? Spiritual growth. And I went ahead to say, and we'll find the epistles give life or elaborate on these words as recipe for spiritual growth. Did you get that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For example, Luke chapter 11. Let's go to Luke 11. Let's look at Luke chapter 11. Let me just give you, I've said this one, but I'm going to say it again. Luke chapter 11. Chapter 6, I'm looking for Luke. When his name is Luke, just Luke, you see Luke. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 11, right? Okay, chapter 11. That will just be fast. Verse 2. And he said to them, they asked him, teach us to pray. He said, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Please, permit me. I will just be fast. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, look at verse 4. He said, and forgive us our sins. He said, forgive us our sins. For we also forgive. Okay. Some translations say, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Meaning, remember I've corrected this before now. I said, you don't say that. It should look as if God is going to forgive you after you're forgiving somebody. That was not what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What Jesus said, if Jesus has said this, then what he said in verse 3 is pointless. Say, give us this day our daily bread. And the bread will know, let me not smart enough. Stay with walking in love. That is where we are. Hallelujah. Just another day. We'll talk about that. Hallelujah. Let's just stop. Let's go ahead. He said, forgive us our sins. Now, it's used there as we forgive, right? That was in your Bible. Or let me make you go and throw in my own Bible. Okay, now it looks like Jesus is going, I mean, God is going to forgive us based on our ability to forgive. No, what it is forgive us our trespasses. So, you understand me? That's the preposition. Then, so we can now, based on how you forgive our own sins, will now forgive others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You get that? Let's look at the same thing was he said there. He said it in Matthew chapter 6. Look at Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. Before he said that in chapter 6 of Matthew, in Matthew chapter 6, what he used in verse 12 is, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Did you see that? Okay, it's Matthew that used the word as we, and in my Bible, because it is my Bible. I love that. I love that. When I heard that, it was, I'm like, it's my Bible finally.
When I bought my Bible, I was like, I'm not going to, this is a Bible that will be sanctified at home. But I heard someone told me, it's your Bible. I'm like, sharp believer. Catch it up. My Bible! So it should be my Bible. Hallelujah. So in my Bible, I just wrote, so that we forgive our debtors. How? Based on how he has forgiven us. Look at chapter 5. Before he said that to them, chapter 5, verse 43. Look at what he taught them. He said, now, this, I said, will be a summary of what he said in all of his sayings, right? Look at verse 43. He said, you have heard that it is said, you shall love your neighbors and hate your enemy. Verse 44. But I said to you, love your enemies. Did you see that? Love your enemies. He said, bless those who curse you. Do good to them who hate you. Pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. Did you see that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
To them, at this point, this thing means nothing. To them, at this point, forgiveness means, do you understand me? Eh? It's nothing. And how many times should I forgive my brother that offended me? He said, 70 times in a day. How do I use this guy? Right? You'll be a wizard to be counting 70 times. This is number one, though, for today. Number two, that was 70 times 70. Do you understand me? Now, to them, it was available, but they couldn't actually come to it. Look at John chapter. Let's go to John first. John chapter 13. John 13. I love. Okay. John chapter 13, are you there? John. You have. I was in a meeting, I was in a place one day, somebody wanted to call John. He said, open to the book of Johanna. And I was like, Johanna, inside Bible. I just threw my hand. Hallelujah. He actually just called it the Hebrew word. Hallelujah. Okay, chapter 13. We're going to read. I'm just going to get to it. I don't overread. The alarm is at chapter 12. Because anything is said in chapter 13 is a subject, so explanations. Okay, look at chapter 13. Now it's referring to now Jesus. Let me just give you a background. After Passover, before the Passover, Jesus Christ took towel.
Jesus was washing their feet. That's what is important. Read the description.
He began to wash their feet. Now, he comes to Peter. Peter began to misbehave. Peter now said, old master. No, Peter is elderly. How can you wash my feet now? I am the servant here. Do you understand? Now, Jesus now replied him. Let's go to chapter. Let's start from verse 7. Now, Jesus answered and said to him, what I'm doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after. Then, verse 8. Then Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. And Jesus said to him, if I do not wash you, you have no part in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 9, Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not only my feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not be only my feet to go wash you. My hand did. My head did. Hallelujah. Look at what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, he who bathed need only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. Please not to wash his feet, and I'm completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew, verse 11, for he knew who would betray him beforehand. He said, you are not all clean. Now, Matthew will write like this now. As at that when Jesus said, he didn't understand. But Matthew writes like this now because he is explaining. Do you understand? Giving a narrative of what happened, so he can now know, but then they didn't know. Do you understand? Now look at verse 12. So when he had washed their feet, taking
his garment and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you?" Verse 13. "You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, and you say, well, for so I am. If then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Listen up. "For I have given you an example." The word example here, I've told you before, is not to us, it is God's people in mind. Hallelujah. "That you should do as I have done to you." Did you see that? Hallelujah. Amen. "Told them to do as he has done to them." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
"Hold on to you. Most assuredly I say to you." Okay, let me leave that. Okay, let's just read. "Most assuredly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jump down to verses 34. Fast. Verses 34. It's the same discussion. I don't want us to read too much. Hallelujah. Verse 34. Now, I'll start from verse 33. "Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, where I'm going, you cannot come. So now I say to you," verse 34, "a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I've loved you." Did you see that? "That you also love one another." Verse 35. "Say, by this you will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The word for love is the word agapeo. Agape, agapo, agapeo, agape, oh, okay, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me read what I have here for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, hallelujah. Now, the word for commandment is the word that you get what he's saying. E-N-T-O-L-E. It's pronounced entole. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means, it implies instruction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man.
You find the same word used in John chapter 14. The same. We'll get to look at that. We're going to look at that. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. Look at John chapter 14. Let's look at John chapter 14 immediately. John 14. Are you there?
Yes.
I'm going to face my book now. John 14. It's not. I keep to point and maximize my time. Verse 15. Now, it says, "If you love me, keep my commandment." Now, take note of this word, "keep my commandment." We're going to look at that. Now, remember, one of the commandments he said to them in chapter 13, verse 34 is, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I've loved you, so also love one another." Is this, now, this love here, is it an act of, is it a walk in love?
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Is it a walk? Is it something they should walk? Is it something like this? You know what I mean? Is it an action? Okay, that's better. Is it an action? Is it an action? It's an action. It's a love your brothers, right? Love one another is an action, right? Right? The agreement is an action. Okay, let's read ahead. Now he tells them, "If you keep my commandments." Now, what is he saying here concerning his commandments? Now, look at, let's go ahead. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." He couldn't be talking about a walk here for the Holy Spirit to come. You should be in connection with the new birth. Right? Come on now, let's talk now. This is English now. Is this not English? Okay. Look at verse 19. Don't worry. We'll get back to that. Verse 19. "A little while longer, the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You will live also." Verse 20. "And in that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and
You are in me and I in you. Verse 21. And he who has my commandments and keep them, he is the one who loves me.
Did you see that? Now this tells you the love in verse 15 and 16. He said, he, now the love is referring here to, listen, now he says, he who, let's look at that verse 1. He said, he who has my commandments and keep them is he who loves me. Which, this commandment, is it a commandment to walk? Is it a commandment for action or a commandment for new birth? It's a new birth, right? Hallelujah. Because he said, look at, let's go ahead. He who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Now, this commandment is not for an action. Remember, he has told them the one that has to do with an action. Now, he's giving them another commandment. Now, could we say Jesus gave them two commandments?
Smart. Now,
okay, let's look at it again. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, commandment, instruction, right? Okay. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Look at chapter 15.
Chapter 15. Verse 9 through 10. He said, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Okay. Before I read this, go to chapter 12.
I guess I didn't write that here. Okay. Chapter 10.
Let's look at how we started using it. Chapter 10. Chapter 10. Let's see from chapter 10 how we use the word commandment.
Right? Chapter 10. Right? Chapter 10. Then we'll read from verse 17 to 18.
Okay. It says, therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay down myself. I have the power to lay down, and have the power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, he said, this is the commandment I have received from my Father for the new birth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's go ahead. Are you with me? Okay, now, this is a commandment he had received from the Father, right? Now, look at chapter 15 now. Look at chapter 15. Dealing with this, you have to be quiet. You have to listen. There's a time I need you to listen more. Chapter 15, verse 11. And this is I've spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that you may be full. You know what that will say in verse 12? This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I have commanded you. Is this for new birth or for an action?
Action.
It's an action. Did you see that? It's a work of love. Did you see that? But before now, he has given them a commandment that says, if you keep my commandment, the Spirit of God is in you. Which is talking about the new birth, right? Now let's see. We're having it like a summary. John quoting it from different angles, right? Now, from this you will discover that when Jesus was talking about new commandment or the commandment, he's saying it in connection to two things: to the work of love and also towards the new birth. Let's see how John explains it in 1 John. Let's open the Bible to 1 John, chapter 3. Immediately, 1 John, chapter 3. Let's go to 1 John. Chapter chapter 3. I'm going to read from verse 16. I would like to start from verse 15. But let's look at verse. Okay, verse 15. He said, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So that means a believer has eternal life in him. So therefore, a believer is not a murderer. Hallelujah. Verse 16. He says, by this we know love. Say, by this we know love. Because he laid down his life for us. And we often lay down our life for the brethren. Is this a connection to new birth or the work of love? Hallelujah. Okay. Let's know whether it's a new birth or a work of love. Read verse 17. That's why it's good. You read pre-death, post-death, and love another one. Index. Hallelujah. Look at post-death. For whoever has this world good and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? Now, can we answer? Is this for new birth or a work? A work, an action. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, chapter 2 of 1 John. This is where I'm rounding up. 1 John chapter 2, from verse 3. Glory to God! Let's read from verse 1, start you understand. Say, my little children. Now he's addressing the church. My little children, these things I write to you that you may not sin. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he himself is the sacrifice for our sin. Propitiation of our sins, for our sins rather, and not for us only, but for also for the whole world. Verse 3. Now by this we know we love him if we keep his commandments. Let me read it again. By this we know we love him if we keep his commandments. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 4. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Before I give a conclusion, is this for new birth? I want to catch some people now. Some people will run through their Bible to another. Or they walk in love. Yeah? You read, have you read true? What verse did you get is for new birth? Verse 4. Let's look at verse 4. With her. Okay. Okay, let's look at that. He who says I know him and does not keep his commandment is a liar. And the truth is not in him. Okay, let's go to verse 5. But you, I love this. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. Verse 6. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to work just as he worked. Verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment which is the word which you heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you. Which thing is true in him and in you? Glory to God. Because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who says is in the light and hates his brother, he is in darkness until now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He who abides, listen up, he who loves his brother abides in the light. And there is no cause for stumbling in him. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. John. Amen. This is chapter 2. I purposely did not want to read chapter 2 first. I want to read chapter 3 first. Hallelujah. In this chapter 2, I want to bring something to you. He spoke about two of those laws. I mean, how did I just say? He spoke about two of those commandments together. First of all, he called the first one, which is a new commandment, not an old one. It's, I mean, the old commandment which you know. Now, that commandment is concerning the new birth. Hallelujah. Concerning the new birth. Now, because of the new birth, I can now walk in love. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Did you get that?
Yes.
Did you get that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the new birth. Because of the new birth. Because we are born again. We can now walk in this love. Now, that is why he said, he who abides in light. Okay, let me read it as it is. Hallelujah. Say, he who loves his brother because he's in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, it's not because he loves his brother, it's why he's abiding in light. No. No, he is abiding in light, and because of that, he can show forth love to his brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He cannot show forth this love to his brother. So he's in the light. So you reflect it. Now the action is because of what has happened. Okay, let me put it like this. The action is because of our identification in Christ. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can love the brethren because of what has happened to us. We are in Him. We are in Christ. We are born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are led up by the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's men that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. I said the word for led is the word to bring forth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To bring forth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's in connection to the new birth. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do I know? Colossians 1:13. He said he has translated us. I got nothing to do in it.
Oh.
It is not by my works.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All I did was to accept this life. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has just led us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his Son. How? By the Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I can walk in love.
Yes.
Why? Because I'm in the light.
Yes.
I'm in the light.
Yes.
I'm in the light.
Love it.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm in light.
I'm alive.
Glory to God.
I'm alive.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I can walk in love.
Yes.
I can walk in love. You see, we have a prophecy. We want our prayer meeting about walking in love, right? Right? About walking in love. I guess I gave that one to you.
Walking
in love and honor.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So therefore, here's what I wrote. And we'll kick off on, we'll continue from here next week something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at what I like. See, Jesus didn't write any book, but he left his life to be written by the 12. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. That the words and message of Christ to them became. Let me read it again. Jesus didn't write any book, but left his life to be written by the 12. The words and message of Christ to them became the information. Actually, I don't know what it is in Greek. The information is communicated in the epistles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know something again. The character of our new birth is seen in our in our love towards the brethren. The character of our new birth, the character of our new birth is seen in how we treat other brethren, how we honor other brethren. Hallelujah. I will love other brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is because of how far
would treat Onesimus, that was how he wrote the book of Philemon. That he would treat Onesimus right. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to be going through scriptures and that talks about our walk of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The believer doesn't try. Okay, doesn't, let me tell you something. The believer, the man in Christ, doesn't try to manipulate himself to love somebody. For example, a man who is not born again, that shows you he loves you, doesn't love you.
No.
He doesn't have the capacity to love.
No.
Hallelujah.
No.
There was a time they had an answer crisis. I'm recording, you know. I stay in Lagos. Hallelujah. Now, there was a time they had a crisis in the law. A crisis in the law. Listen. Before that, the Northerners welcomed the evil guys. Welcome people from other part of you. They welcome them with open hands, open legs, open everything. Ah! They treated them like brothers. Don't you know? Some gave their houses to be used as church. Very well. The next thing, like rapture, power. It changed. Like rapture, it just changed. Boom! Those people that gave their church, they came to kill people inside the church. Those people that gave their heart to talk to their brother, something happened even in Lagos. I heard that there was this malam. Malam! He used to come and he fetches all this merua. Hallelujah. Merua.
Yeah.
If you don't know what merua is, go and stay in the north. Those people in Abuja will understand. Merua. They don't have water in that state. Is that a state? No, it's a place. Hallelujah. Yeah. In the same land I went to Dobale. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's go ahead. Now, Merua. His family was cool to that Merua. Very good. And the Merua too sometimes come there to sleep. So one day there was a fight in mile 12. I heard. So therefore, I'm not an eyewitness account. I heard that when there was this crisis, the Hausas were killing the Yorubas. Ethnic war. Muslim, Christian. That is how they, you know, Nigeria, we can change everything to religion. So, this guy, the family that used to give him water, give him food, give him that shaman, he now carried bread.
I heard though, I was not eyewitness. In fact, that day I ran.
Hallelujah, because my office is located there. I heard. And he carried bread, soaked it inside. Petrol. And he lighted matches on it. As the thing was catching, he threw it into that family's house. And the house bombs. But this guy and that family were like this. Once a man is not born again, his act of love is manipulative. It's manipulative. You don't trust that. It's manipulative. It is not in their nature.
No.
It's not their nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nature, love is the nature of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, how God, he said, God commended his love towards us. He showed forth his love, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. It is God's nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the one where yet sinners Christ died for us. Yeah. God's love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So love is the nature of God. God demonstrates love. The man in the world is just going to manipulate it. He's trying to somebody to just like, he's not the true light. He's trying to show what is a light. Never, never agree. A man who is not born again cannot show for true love. He can only love you for a while. He can only show you for a while, but if he shows you the true person, you will know. It's not in God. He cannot know the love of God. The Bible says he walks in darkness. He walks in darkness. He cannot love.
No.
A child of God who is not, who is not showing, who is not walking in love, is not a function. Listen, it's not. It could be that person, listen and listen well. It could be that person has not been taught well. His nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ loved us. He loves us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said he first loved us. I love that song. It is a name I love to sing. I love to hear his words. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, I love Jesus because he first loved me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God demonstrated his love through Jesus by giving Jesus to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus laid his life for us. Love. And he's our prototype. Hallelujah. He's our model son. We love because love is the product of our spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the product of our spirit. It is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So the believer consciously walk in his nature. Remember, the church at Corinth in chapter 3, he told them, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, as unto spiritual. Meaning that is who they are. They are spiritual, but they were not walking away because of strife. Suppose I couldn't talk to you as who you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So a believer who doesn't walk in love is not walking as who he is.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Have you been blessed?
Blessed.
Turn to somebody and tell the person what you've learned. Just tell somebody what you've